Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, August 31st, 2015, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what? A huge success. You know, ladies, you're truly going to love today's show. I want you to get out your pen and your notepad right now so you aren't fumbling for it a little bit later on. We're celebrating the launch of our new Passion and Purpose channel on the Women About Biz website, and I have with me today our Passion and Purpose expert, Donna Satchel Kimball, as my co-host. I'm going to just be sharing a little bit about who Donna is so that you get familiar with her. I'm so excited that she is on the show today. And so in just a few minutes, after I read Donna's bio, I'm going to be bringing her live on the show so that you can get to know her, get acquainted with her. And then also we have three beautiful ladies with us today who are also going to be sharing their passion, how they came into their passion, and they're going to be sharing how they are fervently pursuing their passion. We have Carolyn Hartfield, Joanne Smith, and Linda Hall on the show as well. So I am so very, very excited about today's show. So again, this is just such a wonderful time for you to go ahead right now and start sharing the show with a friend, with someone who needs to be in a positive atmosphere, with someone that is wanting to pursue their dreams, pursue their goals, their passion, not quite sure about how to do it, but you've heard them talk about it before, or perhaps it's you. Perhaps you are still trying to pursue your passion, and you're going to be inspired today by all of the people that are on the show, Donna, Carolyn, Joanne, and Linda, who are going to share with you their wisdom on pursuing your passion, which is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. So again, this is a great time to flash over right now and go ahead and share the show with someone that you know needs motivation, needs encouragement. Have them to dial into the show at 347-637-2589. Again, 347-627-2589. And, of course, for all of you wonderful people listening from your smart devices, you can quickly go on your favorite social media outlet and just post Successful Woman Radio on the air live right now. And you can give them this link, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. And again, we are talking about fulfilling your passion and your purpose, which is so very, very important for us as women. You know, today more than ever, I just read just this alarming statistic. Today more than ever, women are bursting out of the scene. They are stepping out of the box, and they are pursuing their passion more than ever. It is estimated that by the year 2018, more than 98 million women in our country alone will be starting their own business. Is that incredible or what? I mean, I just think it's phenomenal that so many women are definitely wanting to pursue their dreams, pursue their passions, and I am very, very excited about it. Right now, what I want to do is I want to bring my co-host on. I'm going to share a little bit about her with you. You know, having a training certificate from the Association of Talent Development and known for her engaging style, Donna Satchel Kimball presents her Design for Results programs on communication skills, teamwork, customer service, as well as passion and purpose. Her client list includes companies such as the Coca-Cola Company, the Home Depot, Centers for Disease Control, Hewlett-Packard, Spelman College, Small Business Administration, and the American Business Women's Association, just to name a few. Donna has life coach certifications from McLaughlin Bond International and the International Coaching Science Foundation. She uses the knowledge she gained and her own life experiences to coach those needing individualized one-on-one support to fulfill their goals and their dreams. Now, prior to starting her business, Donna worked for over 15 years for Clairol, where she received many promotions and sales awards. So, everybody, I want to give to you and present to you Donna Satchel Kimball, our new communications passion and purpose expert at Women About Biz. Donna, welcome, co-host.
Well, thank you so much. I am so excited about our partnership. I'm so excited about being on this wonderful show with you, and I'm so excited about sharing with women about finding
absolutely.
Their passion and purpose.
Definitely so, Donna. And, you know, did you hear that astounding statistic that I called out, that over 98 million women by the year 2019-2020 time frame will be starting some kind of business pursuing their dream? Is that not incredible or what?
That is an incredible statistic that I'm so happy to hear about. Women stepping out, finding what
Absolutely.
They love to do, helping
Absolutely.
Other women in the process. That's just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I think right now the current statistic for the number of women that are in business for themselves are doing something part-time or what have you is about 48 million. So that's going to almost double.
That's going to double.
It's going to double in a few short years. And, you know, as the corporate workplace begins to change, and, you know, Donna, we're seeing it more and more now because there are more co-working spaces popping up all over the city where people are no longer driving in to work anymore. They're basically, maybe going around the corner and going into a co-working space and working from home. And I think companies and corporations are finally getting that people are actually more productive if they are at home. And I think they were worried about people taking advantage of the situation. But I think if you have accountability measures in place, that it actually can save a company money and it actually can be a better productive experience for the worker as well. What do you think about co-working or working from home for a corporation?
Well, I was very fortunate during my last 5 years of working at Clairol. We worked at home periodically. We would take either 1 or 2 days work at home. We didn't have to drive into the office. We found we were so much more productive. We had a small office here in Atlanta, about 15 people, and we only needed 2 or 3 people actually physically in the office. The rest of us would call in. We'd have meetings online. So it worked.
Oh, wow.
And I see that as a trend that is continuing.
It is, and it's growing rapidly. And you know what's so interesting is that our country, the whole corporate sector was actually discovered and founded on the cottage industry. Everybody worked from their homes at first, you know. And
that's true.
It's so interesting that here we are in a more advanced society, technology and all of the best real, bells and whistles, and yet now we're going back to something of old. So I think it's just wonderful. Donna, I'm so excited that you're on the show today, and I want everyone to know that I have been following Donna and listening to Donna and knowing about Donna for more than 10 years. And I think that, wow, a whole decade, it was about time for us to do something together, don't you think?
Oh, definitely, definitely. This partnership was made for this time, and it's very interesting that over the last couple of years, I have really felt I need to be more connected. I can't just do this business by myself. And that's a learning process.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you approach me, So when you approached me, I was just so excited and still am. And we have a lot of great things planned, not just the plans you have with me, but with the other experts as well.
Well, you know, and talking about passion and purpose, because, you know, you hear a lot of women, you know, talk about things that they want to do. And then sometimes you see that they get kind of sad. And I would assume that it's because they want to do something that they have a desire to do, but it's just not happening. And they speak with such passion, but they are not fulfilling the purpose part. So if you could just share with our listening audience today a little bit about what does it actually mean to be fulfilling your passion and your purpose?
Fulfilling your passion and purpose is really a two-part answer. Number one, in order to be fulfilling your passion and purpose, you have to have found it. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the reason why women aren't fulfilling it, they haven't found it. They don't know what it is yet.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have found it, then what are the things that keep women from moving forward? Self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Self-doubt. And that creeps up, whether it's a passion, whether it's, you know, just simple goals, anything that we want to do, we're not taking actions because we don't believe we can do it.
Yeah.
So that's
absolutely
one reason. The second is some of us have critical friends
mm-hmm.
and family members who don't mind telling us all the reasons we can't do what we want to do. And
wow.
they tell us all the stories of people they know who tried what we're trying to do and how they failed. And
mm-hmm.
guess what? Sometimes we actually listen to them. And when we listen
yeah.
to them, then we don't move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, sometimes we're more concerned about what other people think, and we haven't even asked their opinion yet.
Absolutely.
So we're
and you
afraid
know that,
to move forward.
Yeah. And I know that that seems to be the big thing, that the fear factor. That fear,
yes.
I think everybody has fear, but I tell you, Donna, I think as women we have a more than a fair share of it, don't you think?
Yes, oh, definitely. And one of the things I have started to really understand over the years, not just when I'm talking to friends and family members and people I've interviewed, but when you listen to people who have achieved remarkable success,
mm-hmm.
I'll throw out the quote, at least 90% of them at some point, if they're being interviewed, they talk about their fear, they talk about their self-doubts, they talk about not being sure they were going to be able to make it. So it's
mm-hmm.
almost like it's just part of the human condition. You feel the fear, and you do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You
Absolutely.
Don't let the fear paralyze you, but you don't think, well, in order for me to move forward, I have to be completely out of all of my fears and doubts. No, have them and just keep moving. It's like having a common cold. Most
mm-hmm.
of the time we have a common cold. We don't just, you know, lay up in bed for weeks on end until it's over. Most women have got
Absolutely.
A common cold, take some aspirin, keep moving.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I always say, you know, just strap fear into the seatbelt, because nothing's going to cure it more than the action itself. So,
right.
you know, just know that you need to go for a ride. You know, I think a lot of the times women in general have a tendency, they're looking forward so quickly that they're not just being in the now. And just enjoying the now. And sometimes they'll look forward and start thinking all about the things that could possibly happen or it won't happen. And it actually causes a kind of paralyzation in a way, because then it helps the fear to really come up to the surface even more. So you're absolutely right. You got to do it anyway, ladies. And all of you who are listening on the show today, I want to encourage you to get your pen and your notepad out, because we're going to be giving you some really good wisdom tips throughout the show today. And, of course, we've got three powerful ladies who are
yes.
going to be coming on the show a little bit later on, Carolyn Hartfield, And then we have Joanne Smith and we have Linda Hall. Now, all three of these women are actually pursuing their passion. They're all three are clients of Donna's, and she's been gracious enough to give us this wonderful insight and opportunity by sharing with those three women who've actually done it. They are fulfilling their purpose and their passion, and so I'm so very, very excited about that. And also, ladies, all of you who are listening, I want to just put a challenge out to you today because this is just such an important show. I want you to just really ask yourself this question. Am I fulfilling my passion, my purpose? Am I doing what I want to be doing? Because so many times we are pushed into things. I had a young lady just the other day that told me, Donna, she says, well, you know, I'm selling a particular product now. And I said, oh, you love what you're doing? And she says, not really. I said, well, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? And she says, well, you know, I spent, you know, $150 signing up with this company, and then I've spent about another $250 on the product, and so I'll stop doing it after I sell all of the products. And I thought, oh, my, we must have a power talk because that doesn't sound right. I said, what is it that you really love to do? And she says, well, what I really love to do is I love reading to children. And I had always thought about having story time and doing a lot of different things. I said, okay, that's wonderful. I said, so you've thought about reading to children, so you've got to expand on that more. She says, yes, but I don't have time to do that right now. I'm working, and I was just looking for a part-time business to bring some money in. And Donna, I don't even think she realized what she was saying. You know, because if you're going to spend any time on anything, then you can be spending time on your passion, on what you love to do, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. And when women say to me, you know, I don't have enough time, I always say do a time inventory every day.
Yes.
Find out where you're wasting time. And many of us, too many of us, waste too much time watching TV.
Oh, boy. Say it again.
Watching too much TV. I took a TV diet earlier this year. I went 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard. But when you do it for a period of time, even if you just do it for a week, when you go back, you become more discerning over what you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
You realize you don't have
to
watch every single show. We need to be informed. We don't need to be inundated with every single thing that's going on in the world. We'll never have time to fulfill our goals and dreams.
Exactly, and that's a good example, Donna, of just how easy it is to give your power away to something else. You know, instead of utilizing the power, the time that you have towards something that you are passionate about. And that's so very – and I run into people all the time that tell me I don't have enough time, and yet they do watch a lot of television. So you're right. It's time to – and there's a tip, ladies. It's time to go on a television diet. It's time to cut out and trim the fat of anything that is not helping you to enhance your life and to feel good about yourself and to feel joy. You know, one time down I was watching television and I really was enjoying the program. And then I said to myself, you need to turn the TV off because these people are making their millions. You need to cut the TV off and go and sit down and do what you need to do so you can make yours. You know, I just had to put myself in check, you know, because I realized that I was sitting there for a couple of hours and watching all of the stuff going on the television, and it just dawned on me, these people are making their money. Now, what are you doing to make yours? And so I just had to stop and literally put myself in check. And maybe many of you who are listening today need to be putting yourself in check. Want to let everybody know,
and to
you that go ahead, Donna.
I was going to say, to add to that, not only are they making millions, you're helping them make the millions.
There you go.
You're adding to it.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That's something for us to keep in mind. And think for ladies that are also encourage you, think how many times have you fallen asleep watching TV?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you fell asleep mm-hmm. watching TV, it couldn't have been that interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I
so those are some things to keep in mind.
Habit. Mm-hmm. We've just given into mm-hmm. the habit, and that's what it is. And so, and once we've given into the habit, we get that lazy feeling. We start drowsing off, and before you know it, we are sucked into the sofa. That's exactly what happens. I want to just go ahead and do a station identification for those of you that have just tuned in. I'm Trina Newby, CEO and founder of Women About Biz and host of Successful Woman Radio. And I've got with me Donna Satchel Kimball, our new communications, passion, and purpose expert at Women About Biz. And all today during this hour, you're going to be learning about passion and purpose and what it means to fulfill your passion and purpose. And you're going to hear about three wonderful women. They're all going to be on the show today to share with us what they will, you know, how they fulfill their passion and purpose. And I'm just really excited about this because, you know, Donna, I know for several years I was not fulfilling my passion and my purpose. I was doing everything else. I was taking flight. When something wasn't working, instead of me trying to fix it, when I was working on my passion, I took flight because I didn't think, well, no, it's just not going to work. And I started having that self-doubt, that self-talk that
mm-hmm.
we all do so often. And, of course, finally, I'll never forget because it happened really when I started Women About Biz. I had a six-month stint at a corporate position, and I'm not saying that I didn't enjoy it, but what I realized that I started experiencing some physical effects. I started having headaches. I started snapping at my husband. I started having more stress. And that was the first time mm-hmm. that I had actually worked in about 15 years for someone else because I'd always ran my own business. And I didn't know what was going on with me until one day I stood completely up in my office and I said, you know what, this is it. I have got to go out and pursue my passion. I love helping other women. I love speaking. I love the art of business. I need to get back into what I love to do and not worry mm-hmm. about whether or not the money is there, but just start working on the passion part first, you know, and then you can learn to monetize it. So I know what it's like to be working a 9-to-5 and feel like you have no way out or that you can't do what you're going to do. And today you're going to hear some women who are still working, but they're still pursuing their passion, their purpose. And so that's the beautiful part about it. Donna, I want you to share with our listening audience, tell us a little bit about what we can expect on the new Passion and Purpose channel.
What can women expect? Information, inspiration, empowering ideas, things to get you excited and keep you moving. What form are they going to take? We're going to have articles. And mm-hmm. later on today, there's going to be three articles that are going to be up there already. The first one, learning, unlearning, and relearning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The second one is going to be about, the second one is about thinking creatively. How do we go
mm-hmm.
about doing that? And then there's an article up there about habits, two important habits
mm-hmm.
that we need to make sure that we're moving forward in a positive way. We're going to have tips on being a better communicator, listening
mm-hmm.
tips. That's part of communicating, speaking, presenting, avoiding or managing conflict. We're going to
mm-hmm.
have insights
mm-hmm.
about finding your passion. You have excerpts from my three books. Just Get Serious About Success, Know Yourself and Believe in Yourself, Discover and Pursue Your Passion. We're going to have links to videos. We're going to have additional
mm-hmm.
interviews. We're going to have all kinds of things. We're going to be taking surveys and asking your members, what would you like to see?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing
mm-hmm.
that as well.
Oh, that's going to be so absolutely wonderful, and I'm so excited. And again, for those of you who have just tuned in, we're talking with our co-host for the day, Donna Satchel Kimball, who is the Women About Biz new communications passion and purpose expert. And if you've not visited our channels yet, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com, and up in the top red menu bar, just hold your mouse over the word channels, and a drop-down menu will appear. And if you just browse down in the drop-down menu, you'll see our experts, and then you can click on Donna Satchel, Passion and Purpose Coach. And so you'll see Donna's name right there in the lineup. And I'm just, again, so very, very excited. And we'll be celebrating all this week with Donna as we talk about fulfilling your passion and your purpose. We'll be doing some different things. So I'll be sending out some emails to you, highlighting some of the new articles that Donna has on the website. Donna's going to be putting up some of her videos again. And then also coming up on December 3rd, I do believe, Donna, we're going to be doing that in the evening around 7 p.m. There is a special conference call where Donna and I are going to be again talking about passion and purpose, and I'm so very, very excited. Also, Donna and I just recorded a wonderful audio that we're going to be giving away on her channel as well, and that's coming up later this week. So very, very excited about all the things. And, you know, ladies, this is what it's all about. It's about collaboration. It's about working with one another. And, Donna, you said something earlier that was so true, and that is, that you can't do it all by yourself. You can't be successful by yourself. In order to be successful, you're going to have to align yourself with people that have similar visions, people that are encouraging, that are supportive of who you are and what you do. And together, you can all rise above. And that's what's so beautiful about what we have. And I'm very, very excited about the future and about all of the things that, you know, you'll be bringing. And for those of you who are longtime listeners, if you'll remember, quite often I would read excerpts from Donna's book, Just Get Serious About Success, one of my all-time favorite books, hands down. And, Donna, I just want to let you know, I feel that your book is right up there with Napoleon Hill's book. You know, so much wisdom in your book. It is 12:26 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And we're talking about, guess what, fulfilling your passion and your purpose. Well, Donna, I want to go ahead right now on something that I do at the beginning of every show, and that is talk about our exercise, I Believe in the Power of Me. You know, so many times I think, Donna, women don't realize that we actually have a internal power that we can utilize to accomplish our dreams and our goals and to do whatever it is that we want. But it's all about getting it from the inside and bringing it out and setting the foundation. So what I'm going to let you do is I'll go ahead and let you start with the first two questions that we all should be asking ourselves every day or as often as we need to.
Question number one, am I clear on my vision and what I expect to experience? And it's so interesting that this becomes the question, the first question that I'm bringing forth, because as you know, Trina, I've been doing vision boards for 15 years.
Yes,
I start every year, and I have encouraged other women to do that. I bring women together for that power and that purpose to set the year in place. So sometime during the first week in January.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we're going to have and to make that a tradition with you at Women About Biz as well.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's do it. We'll definitely do it. And not
absolutely.
Only have the vision, but also really know what do I want to experience.
Mm-hmm.
Many times we say, I want this, I want that, I want that. Well, what's the experience? Do you want joy? Do you want happiness? Do you want blissfulness? Those are feelings. And it's so interesting, Trina. Now I hear a lot of women saying one of the feelings they want, no drama. I don't want any drama. So they also know what they don't want. So that's the first one. The second one is, have I identified the habits that are interfering with my success? And we all have habits. They are good habits. that keep us moving. We can't think through every single little thing that we need to do. So habits kind of allow us to operate on automatic sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not a good thing. And once again, as I mentioned, if you go to the channel, one of the articles up there from me is about habits. So that's that's number one and number two. I think you have three and four.
Yes, I do. And here's number three. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Now, this is a big issue because a lot of the time women will say what it is that they want to experience at some given time in their lives, but they don't often set goals to what it is that they want to experience. And, of course, I always say that in order to ignite your vision, you've got to bring it from the spiritual realm into the physical realm. And the only way that we can do that is to transfer our thoughts onto paper and write those goals down. And then, of course, it doesn't stop there because once we write those goals down, then we must determine how we're going to implement and accomplish those goals. So then we have to create tasks or to-do items to support the goals. And so that's so very, very important. And I think a lot of the times, Donna, I think a lot of women write the goals down, but then they leave off the task part, and that is where the mix-up is caused right then and there because they'll put the goals, they'll say something like, I'll do something like make $1 million in 6 months. Okay, but if you don't know all of the to-do items that you need to have to make $1 million, then you can't just put make $1 million in 6 months and put it on the deadline date and hope for the $1 million to appear. You know, there's several things that you have to figure out what is going to be the generator of the income? How is that going to happen? And then number four, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? You know, Dawn, I was sharing with you that as women, we are emotional beings. And sometimes when we are not seeing results fast enough, we have a tendency to give up. And then we don't know what would have been. So I believe that it's important for us that if you have a vision that, you know, you feel that it's far off, I think that you need to bring it closer in, and I think you need to start setting short-term goals to generate the power within yourself. When you are able to accomplish short-term goals, what it does is it causes the conviction to occur within you, and it causes your belief to strengthen, and that's what these questions are all about, is helping you to go back and reach into yourself and pull out the belief that you need to have to move your life, to move your business forward. So, ladies, it's keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. That's what it's all about on the journey of success. And it's not always going to happen all at once, but asking yourself these types of questions frequently and as often as you need to will help you to gain more clarity. And clarity is so important, Donna, and I know you know it. When you're trying to pursue your passion, clarity is everything.
Yes.
It's so very, very important. Well, what I'm going to do right now, Donna, is I am looking for the actual numbers of all of our guests, making sure that they have, that they have pressed star one. So I see that we have a few people that have pressed star one. They aren't necessarily the phone numbers that I have on my list. I think I have one person. So I'm going to go ahead and call out your names, and I'm going to pull you live, and you guys can let me know if you're on the air with me, okay? So that is Carolyn Hartfield, Joanne Smith,
I am
and
here.
Linda Hall.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm
okay.
here, too. This is Joanne Smith.
Oh, wonderful. Yay. I'm glad.
We're all here. Great. Welcome, ladies.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, what I want to do, ladies, is I am going to first just quickly read a short bio on each of you and welcome you to the show. And then, Donna, I'll let you get started first. And so I first of all just want to just let you ladies know that I personally am so very grateful for you sharing your lives with us today and sharing about your passion and your purpose. I'm also grateful for just the fact that women, as women, we need to be empowering one another more. And so I'm grateful that we are setting an example here on Successful Woman Radio and showing everyone else who are listening in that this is something that we, you know, don't need to be doing every now and then, but this is something that we need to be doing all the time and sharing with others. So, ladies, I want to introduce to you our listeners, Carolyn Hartfield. Carolyn's passionate about hiking, and she is a certified outings leader and certified in wilderness first aid. She is the founder of Hartfield Hikers and the organizer of several meetup groups focused on outdoor activities. Also passionate about health, Carolyn works as a healthy lifestyle coach with individuals and groups to empower them to achieve their wellness and their goals. Her training includes programs at Emory University and Stanford University. Carolyn, welcome to Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you so much, Trina. Thank both you and Donna for this great opportunity to share and also listen to your interesting conversation.
Wonderful, wonderful. Next we have Ms. Joanne Smith of the Joanne Smith Experience. A versatile performer, Joanne's love for singing started when she was only 6 years old. Today, she pursues her passion while working full-time as an executive administrative assistant at the Coca-Cola Company. Through her band, the Joanne Smith Experience, she performs all styles of music, including pop, R&B, country and western, and ballads. Her venues range from small groups at private parties to enormous audiences at public events, including the Georgia Centennial Park. Joanne, welcome back to Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you, Trina. It's great to be back. Hi, Donna.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Hello.
And lastly, we have Linda Hall of My Artful Gifts. Linda is a visionary artist inspired by community, diversity, tradition, culture, and positive energy. Working with polymer clay is her passion, and she creates amazingly unique and stunning work. An active member of the Greater Atlanta Polymer Clay Guild, she is always taking classes and learning from master artists in her field. Her passion for her work and passion for working with others has turned many of her business colleagues into lifelong friends. Linda, welcome to Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you so much, Trina. I'm so excited to be here. And how are you and Donna doing?
Oh, we are doing great.
Wonderful. We are both excited that all of you are here with us on the show today, and especially because we're celebrating Donna's launching of her Passion and Purpose channel on the Women About Biz website. So you guys definitely have to go check it out when you have the opportunity.
For sure.
So, Donna,
yeah,
the first thing that you do is go ahead and let you start off with wonderful questions that we have. And I know our listening audience is excited to learn about each of these women and how they are pursuing their passion and their purpose.
Well, thank you so very much. And Carolyn, Joanne, and Linda, thank you so much for your time. I have known all of you. I have treasured you, and you, each of you have inspired me in your own way. So let's start off with the question of exactly what is your passion? And I would like, let's start with Carolyn. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your passion?
Thank you, Donna. My passion is the great outdoors, hiking, health, happiness, and harmonious living. And my passion is sharing that with others to live their life to the fullest as I am doing.
Excellent. Thank you. Joanne, what is your passion?
Well, Donna, as you know, music is my passion. I'm a vocalist, entertainer. And it is just something that seems to be in my soul. I cannot stop doing it no matter what.
Okay. And Linda Hall. Linda.
Yes. My passion is creating primarily wearable art jewelry using polymer clay, which is a really cool plastic modeling compound, and it comes in many colors. And I think the best way for me to given quick experience of when working with polymer clay, I just experienced the feeling of eating my aunt's homemade bouillabaisse and being intensely immersed by the essence of color, texture, and spices.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I remember when you told me that. That's like a really wow. Well, for that question, let's go back to Joanne. How do you feel when you're pursuing your passion?
Oh, my goodness. It's almost hard to put into words unless you have experienced kind of similar to what Linda said, that type of feeling. It's really a wonderful experience to know that you have a captive audience. I always pray before every show because I'm thinking that these people took time out of their day. A lot of times mm-hmm. they pay money to come and hear us perform. And so I always pray that I be entertaining and that the people get from the show what they were hoping to get from the show. And so it's a really wonderful feeling when you hear the applause and you look out in the audience and you see the heads bobbing, or if it's a dance gig and people are dancing or responding the way that you are hoping they respond. There's no drug that can top it, I am so sure. I've not tried them all, I'm telling you. But I'm sure that there's no way. I'm sure there's no way to top it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and Carolyn, your feelings, if you could put them in words.
If I could put it in words, it's a feeling of freedom. It's just a utopia, particularly when I'm out in God's country, and it just opens up my mind, and I become one with nature. And that whole energy around me, when people are out on the trails with me, that energy just emanates around all of us. And as was said earlier, it's almost, you can't really find the right words to express it. It's something that you have to experience.
And that's what I found over and over again when I'm talking with people about their passion. It's something that they struggle to explain. It's like you have to be there. You have to feel it. So let's, Joanne, when did you first have that feeling? When did you know that this was your passion, singing was your passion? Walk us through that a little bit.
Well, as Trina mentioned, I started singing when I was 6 years old. And what happened was I was in the first grade. We were doing a production of Mother Goose Nursery Rhymes. My character, I had been assigned to play Little Jack Horner. You know, Little Jack Horner just sat in the corner. He didn't get a chance to sing or do anything. So I kept getting in trouble with Miss Burkhalter. She was my teacher. Renee LeBeau was Mother Goose. She got to stand there and sing all of the nursery rhymes as the rest of us acted them out. And I kept getting in trouble because I kept singing her part. And you would not believe it, but the night of the production, Renee lost her voice. She couldn't even talk, much less sing. Can you believe that? You would think I did something to her, but I didn't. She could not get a word out. And Ms. Burkhalter was like, oh, my goodness, Joanne, you're going to have to do this. I was like, yes. She can be Little Jack Horner sitting in the corner. I was ready. And so I went to the mic, and I sang all of the nursery rhymes, which I knew. And Renee and I switched roles. And it was just that applause, that initial high from that applause, yeah. And I knew that I had done a great job, and my family was proud of me, and it felt good, and I felt like I was in my right place. And
you felt like
then,
you were in the right. A star.
You felt like you were in the right place.
Yeah, a star was born. Yeah,
a
star was born. At 6 years old, it was just really pitiful. But you know, after from that, my mother couldn't stop me. She couldn't stop me from singing. Nobody could stop me. It was something I had to do. I loved that feeling, and I just knew that was my place, was on the stage.
Wow. Okay, Carolyn, your passion is hiking. Were you 6 or 7 or in your teens when you found it?
No, I was 56 when I found my true passion, and I'm 56.
You
want to
say that number one more time?
56.
Okay.
What I found my passion. So the whole thing is, it's never too late. I had absolutely no idea. I just had a spirit to try something new and different. That's when I went on my first hike ever in life, celebrating my 56th birthday, and absolutely fell in love with it. Been doing it for more than 10 years now. And the whole point is try new things. You don't know what's out there and something that just may be waiting for you that you have no clue for. So try new and different challenges. Just try it. You may find that you love it, as I have.
Right. Now, where were you hiking? How did you end up going on this hike if it wasn't something that you had an interest in? What happened?
Good question, Donna. When I first relocated from Detroit, urban city girl here, to Atlanta, Georgia, you and I met through a mutual friend, Les Brown. And
yes, correct.
You introduced me to the Black Newcomers Network. And when I went to their meetings and I discovered that they were hiking, and I said, hiking? Black folks hike? So eventually I was encouraged and I went out on the hike. As every year I try to do something I have never done before around my birthday. So birthday was coming up.
Great.
I decided to go out on the hike, and Clarence, who was our hike leader, I say had the wherewithal to tell me it was one of the hardest hikes they did after we finished, because I was loving it so much. I didn't know it was supposed to be hard. It was pretty steep, but when we got up on the at the top of the mountain, this is in the North Georgia Mountains, just that feeling of utopia, I'm telling you, breathing in the fresh air, getting the exercise, the camaraderie, being with the people. It was nothing I had, like anything I had ever experienced before. And I was hooked, just that simple.
And I was hooked. Wow. Okay, Linda. Now we have somebody who found their passion age 6, somebody 56. Tell us your story.
I found my passion by accident.
Accident.
I was attending an 11-year-old's birthday party where a family
was
helping the children create colorful magnets and beads using this product called polymer clay. And I was fascinated by the clay's flexibility and all the brilliant colors, because I love color. I said, I'm going to have to do further investigation. So, of course, I immediately left the party, and I Googled polymer clay, and once I saw the endless products that you could create with this modeling compound, I was just hooked. And I was looking for an additional component to add to my original business, which was creating gift baskets. I wanted to be able to create something with my hands, but that could be individual gifts if someone didn't want to give a gift basket. So the light bulb went off, and it's now history. I'm just running with it.
You're just running with it. Okay, okay. And to clarify, just approximately, like, were you in your 20s, your 30s, just generally, where were you in your age range?
I was in my late 50s.
You were in your late 50s. Okay.
Yes.
So what this says to us, ladies, is you can find your passion at any age. And I've interviewed these three women personally for my book, but I've interviewed countless women, men, and it is literally all over the place in terms of when they have found their passion. So you're never too old and you're never too young.
Absolutely. And I don't know about everyone else listening. You should be getting inspired already from these ladies. And all of you have proven the point that like you said, Donna, you're never too old to pursue your dream, to pursue your passion and what it is that you want to do. I want to just ask you, all of you ladies, if you can chime in on this right quick, and that is, once you started pursuing your passion, did you have your aha moment? I mean, was there a conviction within you that just said, this is it? it's like you knew it, that you were on point with what it is you wanted to do.
This is Carolyn, and I will say that the feeling that I had, Trina, when I was in the outdoors, I grew up as a girly girl that didn't perspire. I was not an athlete or tomboy or any of that. So to this day, my longtime friends think I've lost my mind, you know, that I hang from trees and I go zip lining and bicycle riding. And as a matter of fact, I just got back this weekend from Moonlight Ramble in St. Louis, and I'm going to hike and camp in the Aspen Mountains next month. That's my new birthday challenge. But you just know it. It's almost like an addiction that I just have to get outdoors. And briefly, I just like to say that through research, I have also found that when you're in the woods, you're inhaling the phytonutrients from the trees, which actually build your immune system. So there are health benefits to being out in the woods.
That's phenomenal. And you're, when I hear you talk, I hear the passion in your voice, how you're explaining it and where you're going to be hiking next. It makes me see it, and I want to go too. You know, wow, absolutely exciting. I want to know, and I'll start with Linda, you know, what are some of the things that you do to connect with your passion? Now, I know that you say you work with the polymer clay, and now that has me interested in learning what, you know, more about polymer clay. But how do you connect with it? How do you actually turn that into something?
Basically, it's the reason that I have fallen in love with polymer clay is because it's more, like I said, of a modeling compound. And I love instant gratification. So thinking that, you know, first of all, it came in color. So I said, oh, I don't have to use any type of glaze or anything. Second of all, I realized that once you actually created whatever you wanted to create, it didn't have to be put in a kiln to cure it or to bake it. You put it in a convection oven. So it's like baking cookies. You know, after 30 minutes, you're ready to go. And I love it because of its diversity. You can drill it. You can sand it. You can buff it. You can, it's called like the chameleon clay product because you can make it look like anything from leather to wood to foam stones. You can use all other types of wonderful art projects with it, such as like acrylic paints, Inca gold. You can use alcohol inks. And so I get to use a whole lot of other components of art materials that I normally would not have used or been introduced to. And so it just gives me such an infinite range of directions that I can go in. And I just basically study a lot of tutorials and just research, and I play a lot with my, I call them my claymates.
Yes. And, you know, I'm excited to learn more about it, and also to look at your work and what you have done. I'm very, and Linda, it's so interesting. You know, we can see people on Facebook all the time and know their names, but not know everything that they do. So it's such a joy for me to get a better insight into who you are and what you do. I want to go ahead with Joanne. Now, Joanne, I know that you love singing and you have a passion for it, and I've heard you sing. But tell us, what are some of the exciting things that you've gotten to do now that you're in the full bloom of pursuing your passion?
Well, you know, when this was before my move to Atlanta, but I went on the road and traveled with Johnny Taylor and sang with him for a year and a half. And that was really, I was on the Disco Lady. That was the name of the bus. And we, and as a matter of fact, that's how I came to Atlanta for the very first time. We played down at the convention center, and we had a whole day here before the show. And I walked around, and I said to some of my other band members, you know, if I ever move from Dallas, I think I could live here. And so this immediately became on my radar as my next place to move to if I ever left there. So that was pretty exciting. And, of course, with Johnny, we played. Sometimes we played in hotel ballrooms, but sometimes we were at auditoriums like the convention center, you know, and the fine arts auditoriums in Chicago and things like that. So I got a chance to see a lot of the country working with them. I've opened for the Staple Singers. When they were still together, I've opened for Pieces of a Dream. And last year, was it last year or the year before? I can't remember, but I opened for Norman Connors here when he was here in McDonough. Yeah, so he and I were actually talking about trying to produce something together. And so they're still kind of in conversation, but nothing really final on that. So, those things were very exciting. And the main thing, I think, for me was putting together my own band because I'd always sang with other people. And I decided, when my drummer actually said, you know, why are you going out finding all of these gigs and then turning them over to the band leader? Why don't you just start your own band? And I thought, I don't know. That's a lot of work. That's scary. I don't know. Oh, can I do it? I mean, it kind of made my heart race, but the racing heart made me excited at the same time. So I thought, nothing beats a failure but failure to try. That's my life philosophy. So I decided to try it, and they all worked with me and stuck with me through the financial grinds that we had to go through to pick the thing up off the ground. But it worked, and here I am, what, 12, 13, 14? Well, I don't even know how long it's been since I had my own band, but it's been a long time.
And, you know, I like the fact that, Joanne, you're still working, but you're not allowing your job to define who you are. And I really like that. I like the fact that you are stepping out on your own. And for those of you who are listening, you know, again, know that you don't have to allow anyone or anything to define you. It's your passion. It's your passion, and no one should be able to steal your passion away or cause you to feel so bad about yourself that you don't want to pursue what it is. And stop thinking it's not going to make me any money, because, again, pursuing your passion isn't going to always be about making money. Don't you think, Joanne? I mean, sometimes you're not going to make it.
I agree. You're totally right, Trina. There were times where, you know, I would commit to my band members a certain amount of money, you know, for their time, because I usually work with full-time musicians. And there were times where I, in all honesty, I pulled money out of my mortgage money to pay the van if we didn't make it on the door. You know, but that was a sacrifice I was willing to make to get to the point where I can now go to a venue or a club owner and say, this is what we need to play here. You know, it was just, I was willing to make that investment in myself. You know, I had been running.
Yeah, you learn about the business side of it as you continue to pursue. You're going to learn about things that you have to correct and enhance.
Exactly, because I even went as far as buying my own sound equipment, because I was paying a sound tech to come out and provide those things, and he was earning more money than me or the band members.
Wow.
And he said, and the guy actually said to me one day, I said, you know what, I'm paying you more than we all make. And he said, well, buy your own stuff. And I thought, well, now that's an idea,
right.
You know. Mm-hmm. And so, and so, I made that investment, and that was money that I was able to put back into my business and back toward the band. And so, and I mean, there are a lot of bands that don't have their own sound equipment. But see, that's the advantage of having a full time job as well, because that gives you a little bit of extra income where you are able to go ahead and maybe make those type investments. When you need to, because you have a little bit of a cash flow coming in on a regular basis.
Trina? Absolutely. Yes, go ahead.
This is Carolyn, and I just wanted to say I think Joanne hit on something that all of us experience, and if it's a true passion, you're willing to do it for free. Just the experience is so fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll find that with all of us. And I just wanted to interject it in that way.
You know,
I'd agree. And can I?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
This is Joanne. I was just going to say, too, to piggyback off of Carolyn's comment, when people ask me what I think your passion is, it is that thing to me that you would do for free. Mm-hmm. That's how I always define it. But it's always great to be able to find a way to earn a living from it in case, you know, because it normally exists, a way to make money from your passion. You know, but I think that that's how you define it. It's that thing you do for free.
Yeah, that is so true, Joanne. I have found that, this is Donna, across many people that I have spoken with, they always say that, number one, that they were hooked, that they had to do it, and number two, that, hey, even if I don't get paid, I'm still going to do this in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. And Linda, how do you think about that?
Well, I basically wanted to piggyback on Joanne, in terms of, you know, I work a regular full-time job as well, and there are some times that you, because you're so passionate about what you do, that you have to sacrifice. And when I say sacrifice, I mean, you know, I may want to buy those new pair of shoes, but my choice is, no, I want to have a better educational opportunity by taking a workshop. You know, I may want to go out with some friends, but I'm like, no, I want to learn this new technique just because that's what I'm all about. And my friends understand that when I go home, I call it the clay case. And sometimes I will not answer the phone if I have my hands in clay and I can't put them on speakerphone. And they automatically know now. We know what she's doing. She's in the clay cave, you know, or with her claymates, and it's an ongoing joke. But, you know, that passion will just let you do it for free. You know, I volunteer at Creative Journey Studios just because it's a polymer clay environment that has awesome polymer clay artist work, and I'm inspired. And you just do whatever necessary, as far as I'm concerned, you know, if you find something that you're passionate about.
Absolutely.
And this is Carolyn again. And just listening to both of them, I also think sometimes a passion can be a natural talent, and then other times it's something that you do pursue to learn more about it, to become even better, even though you're very passionate and you perform it, but you want to learn as much as you can about it. And it sounds like with Joanne, hers was a natural talent. I don't even sing in the shower, you know.
Uh-huh.
But with my hiking, I became certified. I learned more about how not to get lost on trails. And I'm still learning about, as I mentioned, the nutrients, the benefits of being out in the woods. So I think that's something that we have as well. You want to learn more. You want to even develop, even if it is a natural talent. Joanne, would you agree with that?
I do agree with that, and even though the talent natural, okay, we'll say that it's a natural, I do have a vocal coach, and I do make appointments with her. I see her probably once a month and sometimes more often. Like, for instance, when I opened for Norman Connors, I saw her every week to go through every song, you know. And when it was time to record my original, I went to see her. I mean, I have a vocal coach that I still I keep her there, because even so, sometimes you need somebody else to listen to you and see and make sure that you haven't lost your chops, or so to speak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I keep her, you know, she's on my speed dial. She's also a coach for Drake, and not as totally available for me as she used to be, but I understand how that works too. But, I mean, I think it's always a learning process. You know, she hears, as we age, things change. My tones change, my voice change, what I want to sing about change. I mean, a whole bunch of things happen. So it's good to have that continuous training.
Mm-hmm. And this is Linda, and I just wanted to share something also, if you don't mind, about, you know, education. I didn't know anything about, I always wanted to draw, but I couldn't draw. So I wanted to be able to do something. So, you know, I didn't know anything about polymer clay. And I just started, you know, reading and started going to the Greater Atlanta Polymer Clay Guild. And, you know, I learned how to do bangles, which was great. And then I learned how to make polymer clay beads, which was great. Then I realized, oh, my God, I have all these beads. Either they're going to be very expensive marble for adults, I'm going to have to learn how to make jewelry. So I had to add that component on. And then I didn't I didn't realize it, but I really didn't know a lot about color. So every year, for the last 6 years, I take a workshop. And matter of fact, this coming weekend, I can't wait. It's from a master artist, Linley Hanani, and I called Linley my color therapist because she has caused me to investigate, experiment, and learn the various properties of color. And I will probably continue taking this workshop because I just can't seem to learn enough about color. And that's what really pops polymer clay jewelry for me.
Wow. And so, of course, all of our listening audience, for those of you who are listening to the show today, I just want to do a quick station identification. Thank you so much for tuning in to Successful Woman Radio. This is Trina Newby, and along with my co-host, Donna Satchel Kimball, our new passion and purpose expert at Women About Biz. And we are talking with just three wonderful women who are just opening up and being so transparent about their purpose, their passion. Carolyn Hartfield, Lifestyle Management, Joanne Smith, the Joanne Smith Experience, and Linda Hall, My Artful Gifts. And all of these women are sharing with us today about how they have pursued their purpose and their passion, which is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. Ladies, I want to ask you, have you had any challenges in achieving the plans for your passion? In other words, what have been some of your challenges that you've had? Let's go ahead and start with Linda. Linda, have you had any challenges in pursuing, you know, your passion with polymer clay?
I wouldn't say it's really a challenge, but more of a balancing act. You know, working full-time and having to take care of, you know, all the normal day-to-day activities, you know, sometimes I have to force my way away from clay. And, you know, for me it's like playing on the playground and having your mom tell you, playing and come inside for dinner. You know, we all remember that feeling. And so because it's me, I have to force myself to say, okay, you have to stop, even though I don't want to. The other challenge is learning, you know, creating social media presence. You know, I can create 1,000 things, but if people don't know that you're there, guess what? You can be surrounded by a whole lot of art and nobody knows it exists. And just basically, you know, sacrificing, learning to budget so that I can, you know, purchase my tools and purchase, you know, tutorials or take workshops. So it's a balancing act, but it's definitely well worth it.
Okay.
In fact, I
wonderful.
Just share with you, my office is great because right now, I mean, I'm at work, but they're allowing me to do this program. So, I mean, I have the flexibility of my office as long as I get my job done. You know, I'm really grateful for that.
Definitely. And we're grateful they're giving you this time because we are so excited about you being on the show today. And, again, Linda, we can't wait to see your jewelry and all the beautiful things that you've created. I want to go ahead to Carolyn. Carolyn, have you experienced any challenges as far as pursuing your passion with the outdoors?
The only challenge I have is trying to find new trails and figure out which ones I want to go on.
Oh, that's a good challenge.
And
isn't it expensive in the hiking? I mean, because, you know, you do have to have really good gear to support your feet and your, you know, and your joints. Can it be an expensive hobby?
Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. My walking stick was a tree branch that was already on the ground. As a matter of fact, I picked that up. That's what I used to help support me. And a good pair of gym shoes, basically, and comfortable clothes. That's all you need. You can get in two, obviously.
No excuse.
Absolutely. And you can get into all of the fancy gear and all of that stuff, but you start where you are. You know, you don't need to go out and buy all of the stuff. Get out there and enjoy it, and if you can afford some of the other things, that's fine. But if you can't, that should not be, and I repeat, that should not be a reason that you can't sell it. Even if you can't get up in the North Georgia Mountains or wherever you may live, walk around the block, walk around city parks, state parks. We do a lot of our hiking in a lot of our state parks. And actually, I started walking around the block, you know, in your own neighborhood. Just get out, and move. I'm telling you, you will feel so much better. Even people that may have a little joint pain, arthritis, and you can ask your doctor. Of course, you know, check with your doctor before you get into any type of physical activity, but it will actually help your joints. And I'll just say briefly, last week I took a group of seniors out on their first ever hike, and they loved it.
Whoa.
My coming back. And
wow.
We're calling it a wonderful walk in the woods, you know. And as a matter of fact, and I'll say this and I'll be done for now anyway, I call it Wonderful Outings in the Woods, W-O-W, wow, because
oh,
that's
wow.
the response that I get so many times when people come out for the first time.
Sounds like we need to do a Women About Biz hike trip. To me, that's what that sounds like, Carolyn.
I love
that's
it.
That's what that sounds like. I do, too. And, Joanne, what about you? What challenges have you had? I mean, you've shared some of the things about, you know, having to come out of your pocket, but share a couple of other things that you've had challenges with as you pursue your passion of singing.
Well, you know, sometimes it's about time management and making sure that I use my time wisely because as an executive assistant, that's what I do all day is manage somebody else's time and their day.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally realized to myself, you know what, you need to apply this to yourself with your business. The same techniques you use at work, use for your business because I'm a one-stop shop. I'm a one-shop stop. Say that three times real fast. But so I go out and I book all of my own gigs. You know, I hire my musicians. I rehearse the band. I do the set list. I tell everybody what to wear. I mean, you know, I do all of that. I bring the sound equipment. So it's all about making sure that I manage my time correctly so that I don't feel overwhelmed. Now, in the beginning, I kept saying, you know what, this is too much. This is too much. And I thought I would look for an agent. But as soon as I talked to an agent, they started telling me what to sing and when to sing it. And I was like, yeah, that wasn't the whole purpose for me of doing this right now. I wanted to be able to do what I want to do and wear what I want to wear and sing what I want to sing. So I took it back to myself. So that was a challenge that I now have under control.
And Joanne.
Yeah,
Joanne.
I was going to say, that's another thing that I noticed about people who have a passion is that they have a desire and the need to be free with it.
Yeah.
In other
absolutely.
Words, they don't
yes.
want someone boxing them. They don't want someone boxing them in, but they want
exactly.
they want that privilege and that right to be free with whatever it is that they want to do.
Exactly.
I agree. And to add to Joanne's credit, which I just think is just so amazing, is you also help take care of your grandchildren, correct?
I do. I have two little grandchildren that are like sugar. They're just going to be so sweet. And, you know, if you don't have grandchildren, I can't even describe that either because it's just such a beautiful thing. But, yes, I do help with my grandchildren, and I have a grown daughter. And, you know, it's all just a balancing act. It's definitely about life balance, and it's definitely about that which makes my passion more important to me because I have to have something for me because I do give in my day-to-day job. I do give at home. I do help with my grandchildren, you know, and raising them and the teaching aspects of that, and I have all of the other responsibilities as a single woman, you know, homeowner, all of this stuff. I have to have something for me. And so this is my thing. This is just me that, you know, it's called the Joanne Smith Experience. I mean, it's about Joanne Smith, but of course, with the help of some fabulous musicians. So that makes this even more valuable to me because of what I get from it. It's my me time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And ladies who are listening, I want you to really understand that we people who are pursuing their passion, they don't let a job, they don't let family obligations, they don't let any of these things stop them. They manage all of them. They don't just focus on just the passion, let's drop everything else. No, all these other parts of your life are still moving. And it's challenging, but it is most exciting thing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Trina.
I agree with you. Yes,
indeed.
Definitely, Donna. I'm hosting the show, but I'm getting caught up in what everybody is saying, and I'm listening, and then that Donna's talking. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I am covering Donna to host the show. because this is exciting for me. I really gain a lot of inspiration from other women. Why? Because I'm a woman, and
yes.
I know that if another woman can step out there and do it, then I know that I can too. You know, and Joanne, I will tell you that it's really interesting. I love speaking, but all of my life I've been able to sing. And as a little girl, I was the little girl that they always chose for the part because I had a natural talent for singing. And then, of course, I had piano lessons for 12 years. And then in college, I was in a lot of talent shows, high school and college. But you know what? I strayed away from singing. I strayed away from it. And my grandmother used to say, if you stop using your voice, you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why
wow.
I strayed away from singing, because I truly love doing it, but I think it was because everybody was trying to push me into being a star, and that wasn't really what
yeah.
I wanted. So what I find interesting, Joanne, is that I still participate in community choirs for the holiday season, and then I go to a lot of senior homes, and I just sing. You know,
nice.
I sing a cappella, and I just sing to the senior citizens, and I might sing old Negro spirituals. I might sing whatever comes to my heart, and that seems to be, it's almost like it's something for me, as though I don't necessarily want to make money from it. I just want to give it. And so I've noticed that about myself, that I never took that route, you know, to go out and be a star with my voice. It was always kind of, that's not what I want to do. You know,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just, and you talking about your passion is causing me to wonder, I do love singing. Maybe I need to start pursuing it more aggressively with doing more things with my voice. Because it's not only just a gift that you have, but you are blessing other people's lives as well.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And what I wanted to say to you too, Trina, to your point is, you know, I don't consider myself a star, and totally far from it. I mean, Donna Satchel Kimball is trying to make me one, though, if she keeps doing this kind of thing.
But
the thing about it for me is,
Joanne, I think you're definitely a diva. I think you definitely are a woman who stands out on her own. And you do your thing.
Well, I appreciate that. But I thank you for saying that.
Accept it graciously, Joanne. I'll say accept it graciously, because that's who you are. Those are your God-given gifts. And I understand how we can be humble, but just graciously accept it, because you are a star. I've never met you, but I think you're a star as well.
Oh, that is so sweet. I appreciate that. But I was saying that in the context of this. It's like, you know, people always say to me, you know, why don't you compete for this or compete for that, or you could get this, you could get that. Why didn't you do? Because I'm the type of person, anything I'm ever driven to do, I pretty much do. And had I really had the aspirations and the love to be a so-called famous, I'm doing the quotes here, a famous singer, I would have pursued that in my youth. But the way I do my music is the way I want to do my music. This is exactly how I like it. I mean, and so I'm like you, Trina. I like to sing when I want to sing. I mean, it's like I like it the way it is. I mean, it's my passion. It's what I want to do. And
exactly.
This is how I like to do it, and this is how often I like to do it, and this is where I like to do it, and this, you know, all of those things. This is how I like to do it. All of those things come into play for me that keeps it my passion, because I would never want this to be soiled or ugly to me, because that's
right.
How important it is.
It doesn't take away from you being a star. You don't have to be on TV or all over the place, you know? That's
Joanne.
You are a star, girl, Brian.
Joanne, we're making you a star today.
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess.
Ladies, the last question for each of you. And we'll start with Joanne. It's actually a three-part question, and we only have about another 8 minutes or so left. Number one, what events do you have coming up?
Number two, what is your website? And number three, how can people best get in contact with you? So let's start with you, mm-hmm. Joanne. What do you have coming up?
Okay, so on Tuesday, September 29th, we're doing Music at Noon at Centennial Park, the Southern Comfort Amphitheater. All summer long, they run these 12-to-1 free concerts where people grab their lunches and they come out and listen to live entertainment. So this is our second time out. The first one, it was so hot, I was amazed that we had the audience that we had. But we're going back on September 29th, 12-to-1. So everybody, please grab your lunch. Come on out and hear a free concert for lunch. And my website is thejoannesmithexperience.com. As of today, the website is down because I'm revamping it with music from my CD. So it should be back up. It should be back up real soon, but it's called thejoannesmithexperience.com. And the best way to contact me, I would ask you to follow me on Twitter at Joanne Smith at JS the Singer, or on Instagram at Jojo Lou, or my email address is Joanne Smith, that's Joanne with an E, 76@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and Linda, how about you? Events coming up, website, best way to contact.
Well, for anybody who really needs to know, there are only 115 days until Christmas. So I have some events in the work, and my events come about. They'll be posted on my website, and my website address is www.myartfulgifts, which is myartfulgifts.com. If you want to see some of my my art collection that are for sale, you can go to my online store, which is www.myartfulgifts.etsy.com. That's a new experience for me, so I'm just starting to build the store. It's kind of scary, but I'm having a lot of fun. And the best way for people to reach me is they can reach me at linda@myartfulgifts.com or on Twitter, .com/myartfulgifts, or Instagram.com/myartfulgifts, or on Facebook.com/myartfulgifts.
Okay,
I just want to have the opportunity to share my artful gifts with you. So if you have any questions or need anything, just feel free to get in touch with me.
Okay, great. And last but certainly not least, Carolyn, events coming up, your website, and the best way for people to reach you.
Thank you, Donna and Trina. The big event that I have coming up will be on October 10th, and it's with the Overground Railroad. It's a 5K Wonderful Walk for Wellness, and it will be held at the Greenbrier Mall in Atlanta. However, to get more detailed information about that, to contact me and to see all the other fun and wonderful things that's going on, is going to my website, carolynhartfield.com, and that is CarolynHart, like Tom, F like Frank, IELD.com. I'll give my email address, but if you go to my website, you can contact me through there. But email address is CH@CarolynHartfield.com. And telephone number is 678-231-4973. The easiest way, go to CarolynHartfield.com, and I look forward to it. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with both Linda and Joanne, and of course, John and Trina have been excellent hosts. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. And ladies,
well, Carolyn,
thank you so much.
Linda, and Joanne, thank you so much. You have inspired me. I know I am definitely inspired. I'm always motivated in talking to you. So thank you so much for your time. This has been absolutely a great experience. I know we have really motivated and inspired Trina's members and guests. So Trina, I'm turning it back over to you.
Wonderful. And ladies, again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And, of course, now we know that we can learn all about polymer clay from Linda. We know that we can get inspired and have food for the soul from Joanne. And we know that we can get healthy and enjoy fresh air and get those antioxidants into our body through the oxygen in the air from Carolyn. So we know we can do all of those things. So don't be surprised, ladies, if we're not calling you from Women About Biz to display your talent with us. So I want to thank you for your blessing, and we look forward to connecting with all of you. Take care.
Thank you,
Take
Trina.
Care. You
Thank
too.
You, Donna.
Thank you both, Donna and Trina.
It's really appreciate
Have a great
Thank
weekend,
you.
Everybody.
Wonderful.
Bye-bye.
And for those of you that may have just tuned in, we have been talking for this last 1 hour and 15 minutes or so all about fulfilling your purpose and what's so important about it. And if you notice, Donna, you know, all of these ladies have entered into their passion and their purpose at different stages of their lives. And all of them, though, have talked about how they are not letting anything get in the way of them fulfilling their passion and their purpose. And so, again, I think that is just absolutely awesome and very, very important. Donna, I think I muted you, but you're unmuted again. But
okay.
I think it's just so wonderful. And, you know, the thing that I'm that came out of all of the conversation is the fact, again, that, you know, when you're pursuing your passion and your purpose, that you actually want to be free. You don't want anybody to put boundaries on it at all. What do you think, Donna?
Oh, definitely. And I think that's one of the things about passion is we want to be creative. We want to be exciting. We want to do it our way. We want to learn from others.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you want to find your authentic self. And you can find it when you're pursuing your passion, when you really understand, I'm going to be here. I'm not going anywhere.
Absolutely.
It might be a struggle. It might be a strain. It might be frustrating. It might be self-doubt. But I'm here. And in the process, and that's what I love about what I do, and I know what you do as well, Trina, is we start to create our own identity.
Mm-hmm.
We start to find out who are you in whatever it is you're doing. And that sense of freedom is so powerful. So I hope we have inspired your audiences to want to find that freedom, that self-expression. And that's how add value to the world.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, for those of you that haven't visited the site yet to take a look at Donna's channel, I want to just one more time tell you how you find it. You can go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top right menu bar, just hold your mouse over channel, and as you look at all the channels, just scroll down to where it says Our Experts, and then click on Donna Satchel, and there you'll see it. Donna wrote some beautiful articles that we all need to be reading, and I just want to call your attention to three new articles that she has on her channel: Learning, Unlearning, and Relearning, Get Creative About Thinking Creatively, and Good Habits, Essential for Business, Professional, and Personal Success. Three excellent articles that I've already started reading all of them now, Donna. I want to read a quick excerpt, just a short excerpt from one of them. You said under Learning, Unlearning, and Relearning, you say, education, it's not just for youngsters anymore. Learning should be a continual process. After leaving school, many people mistakenly believe they have acquired all they need to know. However, in order to succeed in today's fast-paced, competitive world, we must be committed to becoming lifelong students. And how true is that? Because we've learned that all three, Carolyn, Joanne, and Linda, all talk about how they're still, you know, learning techniques and working with coaches and doing things to help enhance their purpose and their passion. So all of you who are listening, you need to know how very, very important that is. Well, we've almost come to the close of this special show for today. Again, all this week we will be celebrating Donna's Communications Passion and Purpose channel. I'm so very, very excited about it. I want you to make sure you go there because we will be officially launching the channel tomorrow, and all of you will be getting a special email. Donna has recorded a special audio that I'm very, very excited about, and the audio is talking about passion, people, and a profitable business. And Donna will tell you just how you can use your passion for helping people and communicate with them properly to profit in your business. And so you're going to want a copy of that audio, and you'll be able to get a copy of that simply by joining Donna's mailing list at the Passion and Purpose channel. Donna, anything else that you want to add?
Well, what I want to add is thank you so much, Trina, for this partnership. We are moving forward on a positive path, impacting women's lives. There is no other person I would love to be on the journey with more than you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Everyone, I wish all of you an abundant and productive week, and I wish for all of you to discover your true passion and purpose, and when you do, or if you already have, to pursue it aggressively with much vigor, much love, and much belief in yourself. Take care, everybody. This is Trina with Successful Woman Radio saying stay tuned every Monday for your dose of inspiration. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.